All right, today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Amber Benedict and Teresa O'Connor from CHAT, which is the Chico Housing Action Team. And the Chico Housing Action Team, that you may or may not know, was a small, at the beginning, all-volunteer organization that helped house homeless people here in Chico. And now it's grown into quite an organization. And both Teresa and Amber play a big part. So let's hear, first of all, Teresa, now what is your part with CHAT?
Sure. I'm Teresa. I am the communications manager for Chico Housing Action Team. That means that I am responsible for all of our external communications, which is to say the website, our email news updates, all of our social media, all of our press releases, press outreach, coordinate a lot of our community outreach.
Sure.
Really anything that has to do with CHAT's, you know, external communications with the community.
Which over the years has become quite big.
Yes, it has. And the more properties and more people and more projects that we take on, the more publicity
the bigger it gets.
Seems gotcha. Seems to be needed. Sure.
Absolutely. Amber, your big job.
I appreciate you having us on here. So I am the social service director at Chico Housing Action Team. I oversee a handful of various programs that all house individuals, and I have a team that kind of works under me, and our entire goal is to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our housed residents within CHAT and helping them stay stabilized within our housing. And I can say I started with CHAT as an intern, as a BSW intern back in, oh gosh, I think it was 2019. And at that time, we only had 17 houses and it was 100% volunteer ran. And that wasn't even that long ago. And so I've seen this us go from 17 houses to almost 50 something just within that 1 year I was with them as an intern, to now we are looking at 70 something houses. We house well over 200 people in various programs. And it's just phenomenal to have watched this group of amazing volunteers that put so much time and effort into what they were doing and the passion behind what they were doing, gather all these houses to being able to hand it off to Nicole, our new executive director, as well as just the team that they have put together, including Teresa and I, to really start running it as a bigger organization. Because now we're at 28 employees.
17 houses, which was certainly more than what it has started with. Up to how many houses now?
I think we just signed papers for 73.
Yes. And what CHAT does, and correct me if I'm wrong, CHAT actually gets the houses, makes the rental arrangement with the owners of the houses, and then CHAT finds people to fit into the rooms that are there, and they do contribute to that rent.
Yes. So the model that we use for the majority of our housing is called master leasing. And so luckily we have lots of amazing partners out in the community that give us rentals. We sign a lease with them, and then we are able to move individuals at a lower amount into this housing and have them meet it with case management so that they're also getting the support to stay in the housing. So, and that's one of the programs. We also have a program that is all about families, and our goal is to stabilize families and move them into their own housing, so they're no longer in CHAT once they graduate from this program. We like to try to consider everybody. It's we call it their forever houses when we put them in a house with us. But we do have a few programs where our goal is to try to out of CHAT and onto their own.
So it's actually a pretty good deal for the landlord, because mm-hmm. CHAT takes on all the responsibilities of making it work.
Yes, the checks come directly from us. We have an amazing maintenance team that goes in and takes care of the majority of the needs within the house.
And I've known CHAT, been involved with CHAT for a long time too, and have watched that happen. And, you know, a lot of people would think that it wouldn't work, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It's quite amazing how well it works. I've talked to other agencies and they come to us now as the, what is it that you guys are doing? And so, and it's not just locally that we're starting to hear this, we're starting to hear it throughout California. There's been a couple of places from other areas in the country that have reached out to us at this point and said, what are you guys doing? What is this model? There is definitely replications that can happen with us in this model. But I'm going to go back to, we had this amazing group of founders that put in 40, 60 hours a week sometimes to make this happen. And they got out into the community and made this a community project. So, I mean, our volunteer base is enormous. And it takes so many different community members to make this model work for us.
It does. And I do know a couple of the founders quite well. And their personalities, Bob Trausch for one, Sheldon Prazer for another. And I know Bob, who has made so many connections and in our community that he's made a lot of it happen. I know that, I so appreciate him. So let's just talk a little bit more or a little more extensively about Everhart Village. And just for a moment, why is it called Everhart?
So it's named after Dan Everhart, which was one of the original founding members of CHAT, or actually of Safe Space is the way that started. Because one day it was going to be below freezing and Dan Everhart decided to open up the doors to the Peace and Justice Center and say, hey, we're bringing people in tonight because we're not leaving them out on the streets. Mm-hmm. And since that, we've gone from Safe Space to all of what CHAT does. And we really wanted to honor him with this project.
And just what is this project?
So I can talk Everhart Village all day long. It's my favorite subjects. So I was fortunate enough during my master's program to design the social service program of it. So Everhart Village consists of 20 sleeping cabins where we've partnered with Butte County Behavior Health. So we're going to take individuals that have more of a need within stabilizing their mental health and have currently been somewhere involved in not being housed, so somewhere on the streets, and place them into Everhart Village, where they will receive their own little sleeping cabin, which comes with, you know, a little refrigerator and a sink and a bed and a toilet. So it really is kind of their own little home in a sense. And they are going to get to stay there and they're going to work closely with behavior health, work closely with our case management. When we talk about the population that's going to go into Everhart Village, these are individuals that have been chronically homeless along with a serious mental illness. So it's kind of co-occurring conditions. So we're talking about the population that you see that are getting picked up by the police. So they're going to spend the night in jail. They're going to the hospital. They're going into the PUF. And then they're just kind of repeating this never-ending cycle. And so Everhart Village kind of meets that need in a very small amount. So, because there is only 20 sleeping cabins that we can put individuals in. But our goal is to take them out of that cycle, surround them with as much support and love as possible from various community members, as well as various agencies, and get them stable. Because we've seen this is happen in other places where you can take somebody and stabilize them and move them into a healthier space and hopefully a happier space for themselves.
It is close to the behavioral health department here.
Right across the alleyway. And luckily, behavioral health was able to just get a lot of funding to create the REST program. And the REST program is going to work hand in hand with Everhart Village's staff to make sure that they are getting the clinical needs met. They're going to oversee if we need help with any kind of crisis stuff that could possibly be happening for the individual. They're just going to be on site very often and helping out.
Yeah. And that's going to be a huge part right there, having that proximity. And then this property, funny little chunk of land, it's kind of between the DMV and the behavioral health department, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of landlocked.
It is. Yeah, it is in a very funny little area, a little triangle kind of shape. it was property owned by the county. Okay. And the county started looking at various properties where this may work. And because of it being so close to behavioral health itself, it was just like, oh, this is a good location. Perfect. They actually approached us and said, hey, what do you guys think about this idea? And gosh, that was, I think, about 3 years ago when we really started thinking through this and seeing what we could do.
That's great. And so they approached Chat because they know Chat had some experience with all of this, mm-hmm. and probably having a number of people in chat houses as a volunteer. I know that there was, you know, different people that certainly could have fit into a more structured situation.
Yes.
So that was helpful too. Would be helpful. How do you get in and you're going to groundbreak? Tell me a little bit about what's happening there.
Yeah, so we are excited to be moving forward with the infrastructure pieces of it. We are planning a groundbreaking ceremony on the 13th of July. We are looking forward to, I'm sure Behavior Health is a little anxious about all of this because we have to disturb their entire parking lot, unfortunately. We're going to be bringing in the sewer and water very soon into the village area. And then getting all of the ground ready, which includes getting the water laid, the electrical laid, in order for us to take the sleeping cabins and place them in the village, as well as our community building. Because I'm sure as lots of people in our community have seen, we have the majority of the sleeping cabins pretty much ready to go to be moved onto this property, as well as the community building.
Now, was Charles Bethune working on the cabins? Is that how's that's happening? Yes. Okay. So those are what people have heard for years as the tiny houses.
Right. Yes. And so we just changed the terminology a little bit because this is meant to be a program and is an emergency shelter in by design. And so the concept of tiny homes kind of sound like those forever homes. Once again, we're hoping to keep individuals in there for 12 months to 18 months before we move them into more permanent housing. So unlike the majority of what Chat does, this is not meant to be permanent housing for individuals. This is meant to be a program where we're really helping someone out and getting them moved into permanent housing. That is our ultimate goal.
Boy, that's a lot of case management for you.
It is.
I believe it.
And yeah. And we actually just brought on a new program manager for Everhart Village. Her name's Caitlin Patterson. Her heart has always been on getting people moved into housing. She believes everybody deserves housing. So she has a background. She has master's in social work. She has a background working at the Torres Shelter and with Home and Heart as well. So
good. Mm-hmm. Somebody knows when someone's in crisis, kind of can guide them and what they need, where they need to go and who to connect with.
Yeah. And with this design in particular, it will come directly through Behavior Health. So it will come through that REST program. They will then reach out to us and say, hey, we have a handful of individuals. We would like to meet and see if they're if we have, as long as we have openings, of course, and then we'll get them moved into Everhart Village and start with both our case management and theirs.
You're listening to North State Give and Take, and I'm interviewing Amber Benedict and Teresa O'Connor from Chat. Listening to KZFR 90.1 FM. The show is North State Give and Take. And back to our interview about Chat with Amber Benedict and Teresa O'Connor. I bet you got quite a list for any housing.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
unfortunately. We're always on the lookout for anyone that is willing to do a master lease with us.
Yes. Yeah, let's put that out there. A master lease being if you have a home and mm-hmm. you want to rent it, that Chat has a master lease in that, kind of they're the master, if you will, and they deal with the landlord. So yeah, if people are out there, you know, having somewhere, I know that Chat takes good care of the properties.
And then Chat is responsible for screening the applicants and finding good applicants. And we're really looking for multi-bedroom homes.
Yes.
Where the landlord would just prefer to have somebody else taking care of all the finding the renters.
Finding the renters. And then I know, like, Chad, if there's ever a problem, they're out there fixing it. I know that. And they just take care of things.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what's really available.
Sure. And we've got folks helping them with Medicare, Medi-Cal,
IHSS,
Social Security.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything they need to be able to get into the programs they need.
Right. Getting the paperwork that may have been lost or all of those kind of things.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
So I would add in that we are actually looking for volunteers for our houses at the moment right now.
So okay. Tell me a little bit about that. So you're looking for volunteers to be a part of a team for a house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we will take anyone that wants to volunteer with CHAT. We will find a space in an area that they are wanting to work in. But our house volunteers are kind of a key component of helping out these individuals that get into housing. So they are building relationships with them, as well as relationships with the staff in CHAT, to really just help an individual with anything from doctor's appointments to maybe they just need a little bit more companionship to, hey, do you know resources? Do you have an in on resources in the community? And so I watched one family get wrapped around not only with the services within CHAT, but this group of volunteers was able to bring in Far Northern, which this family needed to get connected with, and Youth for Change, because there was children involved and they needed that kind of support, as well as some of the behavior health components. And so they were able to go out and get the needs for this family and able to keep them stabilized and help with some of those parenting needs.
And for volunteers, don't be afraid to think you have to do that, because you have managers for the houses and you work together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
big team component.
Big team. Yeah. And isn't there maybe some of them like a weekly meeting at the houses so that everybody's getting along? Just working, kind of making a family of it,
yes,
making the houses absolutely kind of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really great. Yeah. That's so good. So that's some volunteer stuff. Now, is your maintenance thing pretty handled too? Because you know how men are, sometimes they would think about that kind of volunteering.
We can always use a little bit extra help with our maintenance stuff, especially in our warehouse right now. We have many members in the community that would like to donate items to us. When we do move somebody into housing, we want to be able to furnish the housing for them. And so sometimes we get furniture or appliances. They just need a little bit of work on. So anyone that would like to come in and help with those kinds of things, that would be great.
Yeah. I know I've been in the warehouse and there was a box that you would give to someone that's moved into one of the houses, and it had a coffee maker. It had everything for a kitchen, and it was just all put together.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, a lot of our folks come to us without anything. You know, they may have a few things and they may not have anything at all.
Yeah.
And it's so important to have, you know, some basics to make sure that they can take care of themselves and have some coffee, have some nice things to eat.
I would say one of my favorite days within CHAT is when we move somebody new into housing, because at that point, we try to make sure it's fully set up beforehand. And so they open the door, we hand them the keys, they open the door and they get to walk into a furnished house and they get to stand in there and they get to look around and say, this is all mine, this is all for me. And it's just so neat to see how they react to that.
Yeah, amazing. And then the way that it works is someone will go in and then you have rooms. So a new person can come into one of the bedrooms. They come in and the house is established. So there's probably a fair amount of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteers in those ways.
We're always looking for individuals that maybe are more interested in database type stuff or organization.
Yeah.
I know that Teresa would always like some help with social media things. So yes.
And also we do newsletter mailouts every 3 months. And that's, you know, so that's just an occasional thing, but where we need quite a few people in a short amount of time to get a lot of things out. So if you're interested in just volunteering for a couple of hours, every couple months, that would be a really useful thing for us to have.
That would be a good team, little something that you knew you could jump right in. Yeah, those are the kind of things I think that people sometimes want, those kind of volunteer jobs. On the website, there must be a tab.
Yes, there is a volunteer tab. Go to there. It will explain some of the major volunteering tasks that we're looking for and a form that you can fill out, because we do screen folks, because a lot of the volunteering jobs do have to do with residents. So we want to make sure that, you know, that folks are good people and that they're sensitive to the situations. They would fill out the form, submit it, and then our volunteer coordinator, Trixine, will review it and be in contact with them and figure out where's the best place to plug them in at.
Take it back to Everhart Village really quick.
Yes, I'd like to.
Definitely want to see a lot of volunteers come into there. We've already had many people in our community reach out and say, hey, where can I help? The entire build is mainly happening through volunteers. So anyone with any kind of construction in knowledge in their background could still come in and help with finishing up these sleeping cabins. There's still some things that need to happen within the community building. And then once Everhart Village is up and running, I have this dream of having a volunteer that's dedicated towards each little sleeping cabin, as well as having community members come in and help with gardening areas or help with job skills training. I'm really looking forward to getting as many volunteers that would be interested into Everhart Village now. As well.
Or maybe other, like different kinds of classes, right? Like art or music or just sort of enrichment type activities.
Sure. Yep. So now Everhart groundbreaking is on the 13th, which is just cut the ribbon and here we go.
We'll have golden shovels.
Are people gathering for that?
Because of the location of where Everhart Village is going to be, we really cannot fully open this to the public at the moment. So there's just going to be some key stakeholders that are involved in the groundbreaking ceremony. It's really just to kind of, we want to show the public once again that we're still moving forward. We're still hard at work for this, ready to break ground, ready to get things moving along with the infrastructure part. And we're right around the corner from having that opening day ceremony. And at that point, I want that to be a community event.
Sure. Yeah. And probably right now out there for construction people, when you say breaking, groundbreaking, that is literally shovels, groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. And so you've got electrical stuff to do. You've got plumbing stuff to do. All of that, aside from the sleeping cabins, which need to all be able to hook up to that at some point, that would be great for someone who has those skills. This is a great volunteer opportunity.
Yes. And it's a great group of people that are out there working.
Yeah. Literally out there working.
Yes. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I have always, since starting this project, this has been such a community project. So, I mean, the county, first starting with the county coming to us to say this, and to see if we're interested in moving forward with it, to the behavior health aspect of the county, to having the city saying things like, we're going to figure out how to pay for the sewer hookups ourselves. So to having developers in the community saying, hey, how can we help? I mean, this has just been amazing to watch an entire community come together over this project and say, yes, this is needed in our community and how can I help?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's something that we can say about chat. Mm-hmm. It's brought that out in our community.
It is meeting a need that's not necessarily being met between the tourist shelter and now the new pallet shelter. So they have their capacity and what they can do. Everhart Village is kind of in a niche where it is really focused just on those individuals with the higher mental health needs.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for talking to me about it. I hope everyone gets used to talking about Everhart Village and understanding what it is, looking at it and watching it grow.
Yeah, we really appreciate this opportunity.
So on the 13th, everybody out there have great wishes. We are groundbreaking for Everhart Village in Chico. And
we'll be showing it on, we'll be live streaming that on Facebook and possibly some other social media platforms as well.
Okay. So give me Chat's website because it's tricky. It's a net, isn't it? .net.
It's Chico Housing Action Team .net.
Spelled out Chico Housing Action Team .net.
That's correct.
Yep. And I know there's a lot of good information. That's probably you doing that. I would.
That's right.
Yeah, very good. I gotcha.
Hard at work all the time.
Yeah, I believe it. All right. And I will keep my ears open for any fundraising events that are coming up.
We are having, it's a special matching day on July 20th. Our partners at Global Giving, which is a foundation that reached out to us when they heard about our CHAMP program for campfire survivors. They reached out to us and said, we hear you're doing great work. Here's an $80,000 grant for your campfire program. Do good work with it. And it was no strings attached even, I believe. I think maybe they wanted a report later, but they've just been incredibly generous. They've given us a way to take donations directly online, and then they provide matching opportunities during the year. And one of these is on July 20th. It's called their July Bonus Day, where for any donation of $100 to $1,000, they will kick in an additional 30 to 50% on top of that donation. So we are eligible for up to $3,000 just on that one day.
Got it.
So that's July 20th.
So, and if anyone's interested, they go online and that's where they do it?
Yep. They go to chicohousingactionteam.net, hit the big donate button,
okay,
and that'll take them to the donation page, and then they can make their donation from there. And also, if they want to become a sustaining donor, which would be a monthly donor, which is so important and useful for us, because that way really get a great sense of, you know, who's willing to invest in CHAT long-term. If they make a sustaining donation that day, they'll get that one day match. And then Global Giving has a program where for sustaining donors, they'll match the fourth month with 100% kick in. So yeah, it's,
wow,
it's like free money.
Just, wow, that's great. That's
money really for great. CHAT.
Just, correct me if I'm wrong. This fundraiser is going to be directly for Everhart Village, right?
This will be for Everhart Village, yes.
The one on the 20th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, the 20th, Wednesday after this week.
That's right.
And that's a Wednesday. Go to chicohousingactionteam.net and donate. Almost.
It's a really great opportunity for us.
Okay, so. And that'll be for Everhart. That is great.
And we are also having a community forum on the 14th. That is meant to address any questions the public may have on Everhart Village. And Teresa is going to be putting that out on our social media shortly. So there will be a link where you can get an invitation to the Zoom. So it will all be on Zoom. It will be held at 6 o'clock in the evening on the 14th, which is a Thursday. And that is meant to really just address any concerns or any questions anyone may have about Everhart Village. It will consist of people from CHAT as well as the county.
Okay, that is a great thing for people to know, because then mm-hmm. If you have any concerns or interested at all when you want to know something, that's on the 14th at 6 o'clock. And you would go first to your website to figure out how to get on the Zoom, and they'll send you an invite.
Yes, I will. There'll be links posted on there and in our blog.
I appreciate both of you so much. Thank you for talking to me and talking to North State Give and Take, and we'll see each other.
Thank you for having us on, Bobby. This is wonderful.
You're welcome. It was really good. All right. Bye now. You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Amber Benedict and Teresa O'Connor from CHAT on North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon, and stay tuned now for Ginger. Mm-hmm.